Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Now, listen to me, child of God. Just before we delve into the Word of God this beautiful evening, I don't know what time zone you are in right now. We have different time zones, people joining from different places, but here in Nigeria, it is just evening. Before we go ahead and get into the Word of God, I want you to specifically ask that the Lord will open up your heart to receive the Word today. Let the entrance of your word bring light to my heart today in the name of Jesus. Let the entrance of your word bring light to my heart, bring life, bring healing, bring deliverance. Lord, let your word, oh God, strengthen me in the name of Jesus. I receive life by your word again. I receive strength by your word again. The entrance of his word giveth life. He gives light. He gives understanding to the simple. Mazubra de la boskapaya de ruanentoro boskapaya. Oh, thank you, Father. Your sons and daughters are ready to receive from you. Oh, we are grateful for all that you are set to do. Blessed be your holy name. Wonderful Father, glorious Father, gracious Father. Aroso vrende libadosh kapaya. Rapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapap Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. It is wonderful, oh God, to know that you have decided to tabernacle in our midst. Play our Father, bless us, strengthen us, empower us with your light. It is beautiful to know that you are so mindful of us, that you are interested in the things that concern us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our business. Thank you for our career. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our parents. Thank you, oh God. Such an awesome Father. Blessed be your holy name, oh God. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, of course, this is an online meeting, so I wouldn't want to spend so much of our time. So we're going to go straight into tonight's teaching. Now, if you know anyone who's supposed to be part of this meeting and they are not yet connected, you might want to share the link with them so that they can come on and be part of tonight's wonderful encounter with the Word. Glory to God. Yes. So this evening, I want to talk around the subject of, you know, sustaining fire. One of the things I've come to realize is that so many people find it difficult to sustain the fire. Yeah, so many people find it difficult to sustain the fire. And we're going to be talking about that here. Yes, so let's just open up our hearts today as we receive fresh fire from the Word of God. Fresh fire from the Word of God. Yeah, I can see all of us. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. I can see you everywhere around the world. Let's just keep coming in. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Glory to God. So, you know, we've been on, we just rounded about 20 days of glory, wonderful Word immersion experience. It was powerful. We're immersed in the Word, immersed in the Spirit, immersed in the glory. And we had beautiful encounters with God. So that even if anyone had a sort of spiritual setback in their spiritual life, somehow they would have been revived. I'm very sure that a lot of people experience spiritual renewal and revival. But you see, the renewal and revival doesn't stop there. It has to be sustained. Now, even those who are aflame and ablaze for God, there are certain things you need to do to ensure that you keep the fire burning. And one of the things that I want to even mention today is that God wants to know so much our hearts. God wants to know so much our hearts, how passionate we are about Him, how passionate we are about our devotion and our commitment to Him. You know, one of the things that struck my heart a lot during the course of 20 days of glory, different times where different teachers taught different things, and we're talking about intimacy, 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 meaning that everybody just tried to bring us back to the fact that we have to burn for Jesus. We have to ensure that there is fire on your prayer altar. You just have to ensure that there's fire on your prayer altar. Because if you lack fire on your prayer altar, everything will go wrong. Yes, you need fire. To keep the devil off, you need fire. To keep demons off, you need fire. To keep all manner of satanic infestations and demonic attacks, you need fire. To ensure that you are attractive to many others who want to get saved and come to the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ, you need fire. Yes. So it's very important. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, and the fire upon the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not go out. The priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Wow. The priest shall burn wood on the fire every morning. Child of God, you are the priest of your own personal altar. Now, every morning, we have a prayer altar as a church, as a family, and we usually will come to that prayer altar and we pray together fervently every morning. Yes, and many of us are aware of that. I believe that almost all of us, if not all, are aware of that. But you see, you have to make sure that your own personal altar, you have your own personal altar, and that personal altar is always on fire. You ensure that you keep that personal prayer altar in a spiritual state where anybody who comes close to you will know that this person is a child of God. I know that it's sometimes not easy for those who just got saved, you know, but you see, it's the best time. If you got saved within 20 days of glory, that means you have experienced, you know, 20 or 15 or 10 or 5 days, you know, back-to-back encounter with the word of God. Yes. So I want to hear from us. If we have people connected online, what are some of the things you think usually keep people after they have had spiritual experiences like this? What are some of the things you think drag them back in their walk with God? Can you just share with me? I'm just looking up to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 comments. What are some of the things you think drag people back in their walk with God? You probably have friends, colleagues, people you invited, and you know that there are certain things that can pull them back. Can you mention a few of them? Wrong association. Thank you very much. Wrong association. Yeah, you see everybody. A lot of people. Wrong association. Laziness. Yes, laziness. Yes, social media distraction and every other distraction. Going back to the old lifestyle. Inconsistency in fellowship. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of things. Yes. What they feed on daily basis. Yes. Inconsistency. Wrong mindset about Christianity, procrastination, you know, relationships that are not godly. Yeah, not going back to the practices that sustain and propel intimacy. Exactly. Yeah, very good. You see, these are just, we have stated the things already. You see, I'm excited to know that a lot of us know one or two things that can, you know, drag people back. Yes. And confidence in the flesh, exactly. Going back to your old friends, exactly the same thing. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, so let's deal with a few of those things today. Let's talk about it. Let me first talk about how now we have ignited the fire. And the way to keep fire burning is, number one, a solid prayer life. A solid prayer life. Now, please get to know this. It takes a lot of discipline to serve as a Christian. Don't forget that when Jesus Christ came to the face of the planet Earth, he told us to go and raise disciples. Disciples are disciplined followers. Child of God, listen to me. Disciples are disciplined followers. When you come to Jesus, one of the real things that he will do for you is to help you sustain discipline. You know, when you come to that place where you deal with your flesh and tell your flesh no. Sometimes you are pressured and you want to start pressing your phone early in the morning, the first thing, but you say, no, I have to get my Bible first. I have to pray first until it becomes a habit. Many of the things you see people sustain as discipline today, it started as something they started developing gradually. They started developing it. I can do this. I'll try. I'll push up my energy. And eventually they were able to sustain the habits and the discipline. Christianity is a call to solid discipleship. And you cannot be a solid disciple if you do not choose the path of discipline. Yes. So whether it's a prayer or walking out of the wrong association, going back to the old lifestyle, whatever it is, discipline is key. Discipline is key. You need to understand the power of discipline, you know, to sustain a spiritual life. Yeah, that is fervent. You need to understand the power of discipline to sustain a spiritual life that is fervent. I'm going to talk a little bit along that aspect because I believe that there are a lot of us that what you really need is that discipline. You need to be able to tell your flesh, calm down. You need to be able to tell the distractions from your friends, from social media, you know, that laziness. Wow, that one can be very serious. When you're just lazy, you just feel like, you know, I've done 20 days. Let me just lazy around a little bit. See, you see, we don't have all that time to lazy around. We don't have all that time to play around social media. Yes, there's time for everything, but the life and what will sustain your walk with God, what will really keep you, you know, continuously burning and ensure that the fire on the altar, look at the discipline, that the priest will not let the fire go out. That the priest has to be disciplined. The priest has to be disciplined to watch the fire and ensure that the fire is not going down, to see that the fire is sustained, to see that the fire is kept burning, to see that the fire is always ablaze and aflame. It is the responsibility of the priest. And you as the priest on your own prayer altar, it will take a lot of discipline for you to do that. You must tell your flesh, sit down. Remember when I was teaching about repeating family patterns, I said one of the reasons people repeat family patterns is indiscipline. They cannot put on the Lord Jesus Christ and say, flesh, you will not kill me. I will control you. Paul said, I put my body under subjection. I put my body under subjection. My prayer time is 5. The alarm goes and I stand up. My Bible reading time is there and I try to put every other thing, maybe flight mode or something. You know, I just say shut down everything. I want to read the word of God. I want to study the word of God. And sometimes when you make up your mind like that, there will be a lot of distractions. Satan will come at you the first 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. But as you keep on, you begin to enjoy that discipline. You begin to feel like, you know, that child or that son that is responsible and you're doing the right things. So discipline is very, very key to sustain fire. Yes. So I want us to pay attention to a few things that I'm going to, you know, share with us today. So first of all, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 25 to 27, but I discipline my body, I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be a castaway. Passion is powerful, but passion without discipline will fade. No matter how passionate you are about anything, if you choose to the path of, you know, low discipline, it will fade. Yes, many leave revival services burning with fire. You know, they've heard a lot of things, but it doesn't last. The reason it does not last is not because God is weak, but because they lack discipline. Discipline, child of God, will help you become everything God wants you to become. When you look at the Bible, you see people everywhere. Those that succeeded and made it well with God, they are people of discipline. Satan will pressure you. Satan will tempt you. Distractions will come your way. But child of God, don't forget that your loyalty is to your one master. Your loyalty is to your one husband. Your loyalty is to your one father. Your loyalty is to your one maker. That God that you say, I am loyal to you. I love my intimacy, my fellowship, my commitment, my devotion to you. Hence, I will be very disciplined. Yes, it will help you a lot. If you decide to go the path of discipline, you will conquer the flesh. If you decide to go the path of discipline, you will make a mess of Satan. All his plans and everything will fail. So discipline is God's system for sustaining spiritual fire. Yes, discipline is the bridge between your encounter and lifestyle. So you want to live a glorious lifestyle, you have to ensure that you are disciplined. Don't allow anything stop you. Yes, as soon as God has decided to light the fire and giving you an encounter, it's your own personal responsibility to sustain whatever it is that God has put in you. The priest must wake up every morning. Wow. Can you see that? The priest, he didn't say that. God didn't say, oh, I will make sure the fire keeps burning on the altar. No. He said, priest, you stand up and go and put the fire on the altar. Watch it and ensure that it doesn't go down. As soon as you notice it's going down, you ignite another one. And God has given us 24 hours in the day to set our first fire and come back again, ignite another fire. So that means you must have prayer watches. You must have your prayer watch. You must have your study time. That's the discipline here now. If fire must remain on the altar, if the priest does a good job and calculates the number of firewood he puts or the number of oil, you know, he puts on the fire, he knows that after about 15 hours or 12 hours or 10 hours, that will burn out. All he needs to do is to ensure that he goes to top up again. So your praying is topping up. Your fellowship with God is topping up. Your studying the word of God is topping up. You're engaging in personal fellowship throughout the day is topping up and keeping the fire burning. Yes, without daily discipline, the altar will go cold. Yes, there's no revival that anybody anywhere, corporate or personal revival, that can be sustained without discipline. And one of the areas that you want to discipline, there are about four major areas to ensure this discipline. Please hold on to it. Luke chapter 8 verse 1. Every time we share this, people always say, prayer. It's prayer. It's prayer. What else do you want to do with your life without prayer? What else is Christianity without prayer? Christianity is about prayer. Everything about Christianity, you know, centers around prayer. In the place of prayer, you can get direction. In the place of prayer, you can get wisdom. In the place of prayer, you get instruction. In the place of prayer, what you have been running away from, God leads your heart back to it again. So the first thing is discipline in the place of prayer. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. What brings revival is prayer. What sustains revival is prayer. That's it. You must get that right. And I want to beg you, wherever you are right now, if you don't have a specific prayer time, can you please just do that? Set your alarm after this meeting. Choose your prayer time. Set your alarm. If you are starting with your 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 1 hour, depending on how much you think you can engage, it is very important that you set your personal prayer time. The discipline starts with discipline in the place of prayer. Fix time for prayer. Don't wait for your feelings. You will never feel like, sir. You know, I listened to some old revivalists and all that. And even though they were burning for God, they talked about how the fact that they had to intentionally pray. And sometimes you just don't feel like, the flesh doesn't feel like praying. Sometimes the flesh is tired. If you ask anybody that has served God several years of their life, they will tell you that one of the most difficult things to do, Satan will fight by all means, is your prayer life. I'm telling you the truth. You set up a prayer structure, Satan will try to make people lazy around it. They are not able to pray. They are dragging. Everything just looks like, let's just go back to normal. And you have to say, no, we will continue this thing. Yes, I have had to set prayer structures and discover that at a point, sometimes I come, I'm trying to just check on my people. And I realize that I just two people. Oh, one person. Sometimes nobody. And I'm like, wow. Satan will try to fight our prayer lives. But we have to tell him never. Paul said, I put my body under subjection. If you are praying effectively, masturbation will leave you. If you are praying effectively, pornography will leave you. If you are praying from the heart of your soul, you are praying from your soul. You are praying and, you know, loving up on God, not asking for things, loving up on him and saying, God, let your fire burn within my soul. Burn every chaff. Keep me aflame. Use me today again. Make me a blessing to life. And you intentionally take practical steps. Meet people, you know, pray with them, share the word of God with them, encourage them. It will be difficult for the fire on your altar to go down. Number two aspects, of course, I want to believe that, you know, when we share these things, some people say, oh, like, I already know what pastor is going to say. Are you doing it? Do you know that if you are not praying and reading the Bible, you're actually showing God that you don't value him? That's it. Because studying the Bible is like wanting to hear from the wisdom of God every day. If you're moving out, what wisdom are you running with? It shows a lot of pride when we fail to call upon the name of God in the morning and try to seek guidance and counsel from his wisdom in scripture. Because where are you going to? What do you want to do? So you want to be able to stay on the word of God. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. He says, you shall meditate upon it day and night. So sometimes you read something in the morning and in the evening you are meditating on what you read. Or throughout the day you are meditating on what you read. If the word of God is kept in your heart, you will not sin against God. By the time you keep the word of God burning in your heart, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. In other words, the antidote to sin, staying away from sin, is the word of God. I want you to know that the word is fire. Kai, the word is fire. If you give attention to the word of God, if you treasure the word of God, if you honor the word of God, it will be a golden bracelet around your neck. It will decorate your life and your destiny. The word of God will change everything about you. You will not be an ordinary person. Many people will continue to envy you if you give attention to the word of God. Nobody ever gives serious attention to the word of God and lacks the wisdom of God. I guarantee you, the secret to sustaining a high dimension of wisdom is loyalty to the word. Can you type it in now? Loyalty to the word. I want everybody to type it. Loyalty to the word of God. I am loyal to the word of God. I am loyal to Bible study. I am loyal to studying and searching and digging deep in the word of God. Everything that we will ever become is in the word. Loyalty to the word of God. And you type it in, I choose to be loyal to the word of God. Yes, I am loyal to the word of God. I choose to be loyal to the word of God. I choose every day to submit to the word of God. Now, plan it this way. Your prayer time and your Bible study time, if they are together, then you merge the same, give your time for it. I know that this happens together. People are usually advised and encouraged to do your Bible reading in the morning. The reason is because by the time you start with every other activity of the day, it might distract you so much. Many things will come. But if you have decided to stay with the Word of God early enough in the morning, somehow you just realize that you have fed your spirit and you will now have to just regurgitate everything that you have remembered. Oh, I read this thing in the morning. Oh, this thing. And sometimes God will use the word that you studied in the morning to minister to you throughout the day. Throughout the day. God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak through his word. So I want you to understand loyalty to the word of God. Then number three, very important. Now, this is where a lot of people miss it. Those people that eventually go out, they serve God, they get ablaze for God, then strange doctrines start coming up. Somebody tries to distract them here. They now say, I'm not sure about this church thing and all that. That means they are not loyal to the fellowship of the brethren. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, don't forsake gathering with believers. It's a simple instruction. Very simple instruction. Don't forsake gathering. So that's number three. Number one, I said, is discipline in prayer. Number two, discipline in the word. Then number three is discipline in fellowship with the brethren. You have to. If you stay in the midst of fire, you will burn. You know, Joshua the high priest was brought before Satan and he said, the Lord rebukes you. He said, Joshua the high priest, is this not a brand plucked out of the fire? You will not be a brand plucked out of the fire. In the name of Jesus, every satanic activity, demonic activity, plan of Satan from the pit of hell to ensure that you will not burn for Jesus, to plug you out of the fire of revival that has started in your life, I declare, may the Lord God Almighty raise his standard over in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God strengthen your heart, strengthen your conviction, strengthen your devotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. So we need to come to that place. Revival fire will die when you are isolated. Growth in community is very, very powerful. So we grow in community. As we come together, study the word of God, we'll grow together. We get better together. Yes. And sometimes you want to have, how do I put it now? Your devotional can help you stay consistent when you know where you are reading. One of the things that makes people get tired reading the Bible is that you just don't know where you wake up tomorrow. I don't read anywhere. No. But if you have something you are following already, that, okay, I'm following this particular book, I'm following this particular stuff and all that, there's a teaching series going in church and I'm listening and I'm following, you know, it helps you a lot. It helps you a lot. So I want us to get that. Then the final one this morning is discipline in holiness and character. Kai, this is where it all comes to, boil down to going back to your old lifestyle. Satan will do everything to drag you back to your old lifestyle. Satan will do everything to drag you back to your old friends. Satan will do everything to drag you back to old, dirty habits. You know, I usually will tell us that if you find yourself going back to habits like secret sin or maybe fornication, it's not supposed to be named. Let me say this. I want everyone to get this. The Bible says that fornication should never be once named amongst us as becometh saints. You know what that means? That means it's as if The angels are surprised to see a Christian. Like they are surprised. What's this? It should never be once named amongst us. We are saints. Look at, we're going to judge angels. You know what that means? Because some of the angels that did not leave their original estate, they started fraternizing with women and having, God now gave man, human beings, Christians, the authority that will judge them. How will we have the right and audacity to judge angels if we find ourselves in the same thing that they meddled into and messed up their stay and their position with God? Just think of that. So discipline in holiness is very key. Fire cannot coexist with compromise. Self-control and obedience are necessary. The same thing now goes back to that discipline where you tell your body, listen, you can't control me. You are telling your flesh, no way. You know, sometimes one of the ways you get to know that you have started living a higher life and you are overcoming is when you begin to walk in true holiness. Child of God, listen to me. I can't tell you anything less. Anybody can teach whatever they like and encourage people and say, just continue. But you see, the more you continue, you will get tired. In this walk, because we serve a holy God, one of the things I'm very sure you will get tired of, if you want to serve God sincerely and you find yourself in sin, you get tired. You will just get tired. You will just know that something is out of place. Yes. So I want you to make up your mind, disconnect from friends that do things like that. Those of us who find ourselves in maybe secret sins of masturbation and pornography, disconnect from every material, every content that makes you compromise your stand with God. Disconnect. That's the truth. You have to disconnect from those kind of materials. Disconnect from those things. When those kind of thoughts come, what are you supposed to do? The Bible says, casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge, you will cast it down. You will cast it down. No way. I can't think like this. No way. You can't stay in my mind. And these thoughts can never be sustained here. You cast that thought down by all means. You cast it down. You fight it. No, how did you get into my space? How did you get into my mind? How dare you, devil, suggest to me to do this? How dare you, devil, suggest this kind of thing to me? I cast you. Get out. You have to speak. You have to rebuke the... You're alone in a room and all of a sudden you realize that the urge for maybe masturbation or trying to start having some sex chats and other things come. You talk to yourself. You talk to yourself. Immediately you talk to yourself. You don't stop. You don't give a little breathing space to that. You talk to yourself immediately. Paul said, I put my body, it's my body. I put my body under subjection. I tell my body, sit down. I tell my flesh and my cravings, sit down. Sometimes you are almost tempted to go back to your old friends and you tell yourself, no, I am having 30 days break from old friends. Wherever you guys meet before you start, I'm not going there. Nothing will take me there. Can I help you? What I did in the early days was that the time I would have used to go to my friend's place then, I just decided to start studying the Bible and praying and start looking for something spiritual to do, you know, and eventually help me. I want to beg you, can you do a challenge? Anytime you feel pressured to do one thing or the other, the next 20 days, go back to one of the 20 of glory messages. We have a lot to listen to. So much. If you have to go back to those messages one every day, it will take another 20 days or 40 days. No, maybe 40 days to finish because we had almost 40 sessions, if not more. You know, so you want to ensure that you deal with your flesh. Cast down that thought. And the Bible says, set your affection. You know, to deal with the flesh doesn't mean just be shouting, my flesh, I subdue. No, you will set your affection. In your mind, it starts from there. Bible says that a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. As soon as bad things are trying to come from treasure of God, you shut it down and set your mind on whatsoever things are pure. Ooh, I love that scripture. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, you think on those things. Then you might want to have an accountability partner. Yeah, somebody that checks on you. Somebody you check on to say, guy, friend, listen, I'm battling with this. I want you to stay with me on this journey because I cannot continue like this. I refuse to remain a shadow of myself. Secret sin will make you a shadow of yourself. Secret sin will make you a total dark shadow of what God has planned. It takes a lot of discipline, accountability, and setting your affection on God. Loading enough of the word of God into your spirit. Staying in the place of prayer, staying in the congregation of the saints consistently to help you overcome the flesh. Many people lose their fire because of the following reasons. Number one, why people lose their fire? Number one, they confuse passion with discipline. Passion is not discipline. You can be very passionate, but discipline is an intentional effort to submerge the flesh. You will say no. Your whole body will rise and you say no. It feels like fire is burning. You say no, I'm not going anywhere. Yes, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. And you begin to talk to the devils, every demon, every foul spirit, every unclean spirit, every spirit of sexual perversion around the environment. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I cast you. Get out of my space. Get out. Oh, I'm a new creation. I don't do dirty things. You be confessing yourself. I don't do dirty things. Masturbation is dirty. Pornography is too dirty. Oh, fornication is the worst depth of dirty living. And I don't live there. I am a child of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I walk in true holiness. I walk in true righteousness. I have no business with darkness. Your confession. I told you on Sunday. Your confession. Your confession. Your confession. Oh, it will change your life forever. Your confession will change your life forever. Yes. So many people lose their fire because they confuse passion for discipline. They ride on emotions and they put confidence in the flesh. You ride on emotions, you put confidence in the flesh. You say, nothing will happen now. And she's just my fiancé. She can come and just stay over the night. We'll just sleep in the same bed. We will pray. You can't pray over the night that way. You know, you ride on your emotions and you put a lot of confidence in the flesh. That's the reason why many people lose their fire. Number two, they rely on events instead of developing personal spiritual prayer altar. Some people, we're done with the grace. Some people are looking for another program now. Yeah, we are done with Train the Grace. Somebody is looking for another program now. Somebody is looking for another program. Hey, which other program so that I can join? That's not how to be on fire. What keeps you on fire is your personal structure. Programs will not keep anybody on fire. Programs will not keep you on fire. Never. Learn this. Learn what I just said now. Some people, 20 days of glory is done. Before you know, they say, they are doing 10 days fasting there. I want to do this. See, you're going to finish yourself. You will just be like a spiritual radical and you are not getting anything much. You are not rooted. You are not grounded. Don't rely on an event. Rely on a personal, prayer structure, personal, developing personal structures for your spiritual life. Yes, yes. Relying on events can be very, very tempting and it can be very, very dangerous. What's the next program? What's that next program? This is just 1 week. We're not holding physical prayer meeting. I hope it doesn't become the undoing of somebody. Say, music said usually keep into my stay in church and I pray. No, listen, stay in your house. Sit down there and pray. Build a personal altar. If 1 million pastors preach to you and you are not disciplined, you keep falling every day. We have seen people that in the midst of the preaching, after the service is over, they still go back home to do terrible things. So it means that they lack their own personal spiritual structure for their spiritual life. If you have a structure for your spiritual life, if you have a structure for your, spiritual life, you will be able to sustain the fire. Yes. Yes. So one of the things that will help you, the rewards and the discipline of sustaining fire is that you will have spiritual power and authority over Satan. Listen, if you keep hiding in secret sin and everything, let me tell you the truth. Satan is not foolish. And the way the scriptures, God has designed things, you cannot deceive Satan. You can't deceive. If you are living in sin and hanging anyhow, Satan will come after you. So you have to make up your mind as a Christian that I will not find myself in a mess. I will not find myself living in sin. I will not find myself dragging anything with Satan. I will not find myself living in a life of mess and, all manner of dirty things. I will not. No matter what happens, I will not find myself there. Yes. Yes. So get to know that. It's very, very important that you maintain fire to keep your spiritual power alive. Purity is a force that strengthens you. It makes you able to stand against the wiles of the devil and deal with Satan. Purity will help you deal a dirty blow to Satan. He can't stand you. I'm telling you the truth. Bible says when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with himself. Yes. So that's another thing you need to pay attention to. Then the reward again is that You know, you will be an example to many believers. You'll be making Jesus proud. You know, each time we are singing, I will make Jesus proud. I will make Jesus proud. Jesus is saying, I really believe you can. Just go ahead and do it. Stop singing it, do it. Stop talking it, do it. Stop just pretending, do it. So each time you say, I will make Jesus proud, make up your mind that you indeed do it. 20 days of glory is over. Are you still going to be winning souls? Are you still going to be inviting people to the Lord's table to come and eat and dine with him in the word? Are you still going to be reaching out to people to get to know God better and deeper? Do you know the number of people that are testifying now that somebody invited me, my life has changed, I heard that message, it changed my perspective about the things of God, I want to be more committed. Will you leave all these people? God is calling you now so that your life will be an example to other believers. Yes, so I want to finally say today that you need to keep the fire burning. You need to ensure you do the right thing. So the challenge I'm throwing to you now, number one, is make sure you have a well-structured prayer, spiritual development plan. A well-structured spiritual development plan where you know that this is what I am reading. We have our devotional. You can get it. You can get the soft copy of devotional. You can get the hard copy of devotional and you start building. If you are starting from the book of Matthew, read. If you are starting from Romans, read. If you are starting from Acts, read. If you are in the New Old Testament and you want to read the stories of men, pick the story of who you want to read about and start reading. Immediately you start reading. Then your time for prayer fixed. Then get ready every moment and every single time in the day to silence the voice of Satan, your adversary. That one that will start telling you, go do this dirty thing. All of a sudden, the whole environment looks clouded and dark as if your room has become a brothel. There's a spirit. Anytime your room looks like it's a brothel and something, you're feeling too terribly erotic, apart from the natural feeling that human beings have that you speak to. You know that there's a demon around. You're being pressured to masturbate. You're being pressured to send dirty text messages and start dirty talks. You are pressured by Satan to go and out after a guy or a lady or do something terrible. A demon is already involved. Child of God, if you are struggling with habits like smoking and drinking and other things, please, I want to encourage you, break out. You're a believer. Your body is a temple of the living God, and God wants to use your body for glorious things. And I would encourage that you break out of such habits because it can be very dangerous to your body as a temple of the living God. Thank you very much. I want us to have questions. I'm here online. I want it to be a little bit interactive today. So if you have questions, if I can read out your question fast and if I can get someone to help me pin it, I might just be able to answer one or two questions before we close today. Yes, if you have learned something, please let me know that you learned something. This really impacted you. You know, it doesn't have to be deep. That's the funny thing. This one doesn't have to be deep. You know, spiritual exegesis trying to drag out depths from everywhere. No. I just want everybody to get the basics. And the main thing is that discipline. Discipline means that you just find yourself scrolling the wrong sides. When you say you're going to pray, you're not praying, you shut it down. Discipline means that you realize that, I'm about to eat. And I said, no food till I have prayed. You keep the food, close it, and pray. Something will tell you to go cold. Just eat now. Tell them, no, let it be cold. The part of my discipline and training is I will eat cold food today. You know, you just have to discipline yourself. Discipline means that you're subjecting the flesh. Yes, you're subjecting the flesh. That's what discipline is about. So any question from anyone, I'm going to pray with everybody. We're going to pray together about 10 minutes or 5 minutes prayer together before we wrap up today's midweek online experience. Yes, it's not the regular formal stay in the church and all those kinds, but I think somebody would have learned something. Yes, I want to beg you, please disconnect from wrong friends. That's a very serious one. You have to disconnect. How can I love to read my Bible? I don't know if it is just physical laziness, but I really want to be reading my Bible. I need advice, PM. Now, to read your Bible, I will encourage you to start with very little chunks. You know, you don't want to read 10 chapters a day, 5 chapters, just one. Start with one chapter or two chapters a day. And you want to read books that are interesting, New Testament books, or the book of Psalm. You want to read Proverbs to start with. Yes. Now, the deeper, the more you grow in the things of God, you realize that the Word of God becomes more interesting to you. The Word of God becomes interesting as you read, when you know God personally in the Word. You know what you're looking for in the Word. You're not just reading like a newspaper randomly. Yes. So you have to take the book and you will pray and say, Holy Spirit, I want to have interaction with you today as I read the Bible. I want you to speak to my heart, speak to my mind, show me things that I have not seen. David prayed and he said to God, open my eyes to behold wondrous things out of thy law. In other words, there are wondrous things that you will never behold if you do not ask God to open your eyes. So get the devotional also. The devotional has where you're supposed to be reading on a daily basis. And each time you feel like you have defaulted, you go back. Then you might set aside one day to read up, you know, and rush through like that. It will help you a whole lot. How about having 2, 3, 4, 5 friends in a WhatsApp group and you people read together every day the same thing, you know, and you account what you have read. Maybe 10 minutes chats in the day, in the night, around 8, 9, or 9:30. You just chat together and say this. Yes, it can be really, really helpful. Yes, because a lot of believers struggle with Bible study. That's why they're not getting into the wisdom of God and keep making terrible mistakes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I can see other people pointing out the things that they have learned. Okay. Wow, thank God that you have learned a lot today. Thank God that you have learned a lot today. I am glad to see this. Yes, I can see, Robert, I can see your knees. We're praying and we trust that your needs will get saved. They will come to the knowledge of Jesus. The light of the glorious gospel will shine upon their hearts and every darkness will be dispelled. Every darkness from the pit of hell, you know, holding on to their hearts and their soul will be dispelled. And the light of Jesus will penetrate. They will come to know Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed on that. Amen. Yes, I struggle a lot with my Bible study, but now I learned to have a Bible study structure. Yes. Many people have prayer time. They don't have Bible study structure time. That's the problem. That's true. Many people have prayer structure. They don't have Bible structure. Some have prayer structure. So some people, you're already doing well with prayer, but you don't have a Bible study structure. You need to plan it together. Is it at the same time or you choose a different time? I would advise the same time. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Not going to the place that trigger your old addiction and sin. Exactly. You have to stay away from your old addiction and sin. What do you do when you get tired of speaking to those voices or thoughts on a daily basis? What do you do when you get tired of speaking to those? No. You are speaking to those voices and thoughts on a daily basis, but you don't just speak to them. You load the Word of God. When you load enough of the Word of God and Satan knows, he will give space. You cannot stop thoughts from coming to your mind. They will come. But the more of the Word of God you set your affection on, the things that you are beginning to think about will now be different. You're still thinking about many of those dirty things because you are not dwelling on neat things. The more neat and pure things you dwell on, the lesser the dirty things that will be coming to your mind. But will dirty things still come to the mind of a believer? Yes. But the more neat things, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if you stay long enough in the Word of God, very soon, you realize that there are things you don't think of. Just imagine. I just try to imagine. Just imagine that maybe where I am right now, I'm now thinking, hey, better to take another person's wife or daughter. It's strange. It will look very strange. Why? Because my spirit man has been trained to know that that is evil, that is danger, that is death. When you have made up your mind that something is death, the thought of it will scarcely come to your mind. But when you have still entertained it, the psalmist said, if I cherish iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If you cherish the urge for pornography, if you cherish the desire to have sexual sin, if you cherish it, the thoughts will keep coming every day. But if you damn the thought, kill the thought, call it evil, call it danger, call it death, and embrace light, embrace purity, speak pure things, the thoughts will reduce. Yes. So dealing with it on a daily basis for now, yes, but as you build and grow on the Word of God, such thoughts will begin to decline. Yes. Okay, need someone in my life. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's a personal thing. Yes, those of us who have been struggling with chatting first in the morning, it's a serious matter. I must tell you the truth, it's a serious matter. Chatting first in the morning, checking your WhatsApp chat first in the morning. Can you just do like a 21 days challenge and say 15 minutes in the word before any chat? It doesn't have to be 1 hour. You can do a 21 days challenge. You can give yourself a challenge and buy a gift that you can buy a gift that you will give yourself when you eventually do the challenge. And if you fail, you give the gift out. You buy another one. You must learn how to discipline yourself. You must learn how to buy a special gift that you would have loved to gift yourself after 21 days of staying on the word of God, you know, instead of doing a strange chat. Then if you miss it, you gift that stuff out to somebody else. It will hurt you a lot. It will discipline you. It will make you feel like, hey, I would have done the right thing. Yeah. So that's that about that. My mom is saying for her, I don't know how to read. I recommend audio, but I don't know if that can help. What do you? Yes, very good. Audio Bible, perfect. And you can also get, I don't know if Audio Bible is in different language where the person can understand any other language, but Audio Bible is very good for anybody that cannot read. But those of us that can read, you can do audio and the stuff simultaneously. And sometimes you want to just deepen yourself and leave audio and do this other one. Yes, especially if your audio is fast, you'll just be skipping a lot of things. Yes, but if you, because remember in scripture, when you are reading the Bible, you want to pick things. You want to pick things. You're not just reading for reading's sake. If you are reading for reading's sake, it's not make any more sense. Yes. There are some times when I'm reading my Bible and there are some times I'm reading, but I can't understand it and confuses me. What can I do about that? Don't allow anything confuse you again. It's easier to read the Bible today than before. Now, whatever verse you are reading that seems to confuse you, just go on Google Chrome, pick the verse, copy and paste it. You will see Bible Hub, then you tap on study. Just tap on study. It will explain to you just a little bit there, here and there. And if you have questions, you know, you can ask fellow believers. You can ask other Christians to help expound. It is easier today to study the Word of God than ever before. I must tell you. It is very easy. It's very easy now than ever before. The soft copy of our devotional is on seller. You can get it on seller. Is there a special link? Seller. Yes, the link will be sent here now. You can get it on seller. Thank you very much. I won't be able to take more questions now. I want us to pray a little bit as a family. Yes, I want us to pray as a family. Now, I won't be able to take more questions. God bless you so much. Take action based on what we have just shared now. Take action based on what we have just shared right now. Fast action. Don't delay. Can we lift up our voice and begin to thank God for tonight and bless Him and honor Him? Say thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for light. Thank you, Father, for revelation. The entrance of your word gives life. It gives light and understanding to the simple. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive your word into my spirit. In the name of Jesus, I receive your word into my spirit. Can you pray and say, Holy Spirit, enfire me afresh. Let the fresh fire of the Holy Ghost burn in my soul. In the name of Jesus. Let the fresh fire of the Holy Ghost burn in my soul. In the name of Jesus. Sano varia de rua capasante rua denemos shakataya. Rusko vreke seketenemos kapade. If you are there and you have been struggling with all manner of dirty and impure thoughts, yes, you begin to tell yourself, my mind is renewed by the Holy Ghost. And practically, the word of God is what will renew your mind. You have to load a lot of scriptures. Load a lot of scriptures. You cannot be soaked in scripture and devil still brings too much of that. There will be thoughts, but you can overcome. Can you pray and say, Father, Holy Ghost, I open up my mind, purify my heart, purify my thoughts. I set my affection on things above. I set my mind on scripture. I set my mind on the word of God. I set my mind on the things of God. I set my mind on things that are pure. I set my mind on things that I love. Even when dirty things are coming, I take it off. I set my mind in the name of Jesus. You will not be a shadow of yourself. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a shadow of yourself. in the name of Jesus. God's plans and purposes for your life will be established in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that God has ordained for you, you are stepping into it. You are walking in victory. You are walking in power. You are walking in glory. You are walking in honor in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is struggling with any addiction, I pray for you today by the mercies of God. I have prayed for many and they have been relieved. Merely teaching, people got light. I pray for somebody. This light that dispels darkness, the light that reveals to you the depth of the consequences of the addiction, the weight of the sin and the satanic deception. Let that light break through your heart. Let that light break through your heart. Let that light break through your heart. In the name of Jesus, that the Lord will give you understanding to see the weight of the consequences of addiction, weight of the consequences of that sin that is dragging you, and see how it is, Satan has planned to use that to destroy your life, and now he will strengthen you by the Holy Ghost, so you ride above it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whoever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I free every man. I free every woman, married, single. I free everyone into the glorious liberty of sons, where you are established and rooted and grounded and you're serving God. You will not go back again. You will not go back again. You will not go back again. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name we have prayed. Amen. I'll be looking forward to hear more testimonies from you from the 20 Days of Glory. We have the testimony links you want to share with us and let me know what God is doing in your life. I really want to know what God is doing in your life, in your family. I want to hear the testimonies of your new job. I want to hear the testimonies of your financial upgrade. I want to hear the testimonies of your spiritual life burning and remaining fervent for months and weeks. I want to hear the testimony of conversion of your brothers and your sisters, your nephews, your niece, your cousins. I want to hear it. I'm expectant. I have prayed. And the Bible says whenever we pray, we believe that we have received what we have prayed. I believe I've received men and women breaking free from addiction. I have received salvation of souls for men and women today. I have received deliverance for men and women today. I have received light for many people today. And you will not walk in darkness anymore. You're not going back to your past. You're not going back to live a life that is sinful. The Lord strengthen you, uphold you, empower you. In Jesus' glorious, precious, mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.